Good morning. It's May 9th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. At Apple's Let Loose event, the spotlight was on innovation and controversy alike. The unveiling of new iPad models, including an OLED iPad Pro powered by the M4 chip, marked another leap forward for the tech giant, promising significant performance enhancements over its predecessors. But not all announcements were met with applause, as a bold advertisement sparked debate over Apple's vision of the future. The M4 processor inside the new iPad Pro is a powerhouse, offering a 1.5x CPU performance increase compared to the M2 chip. Enhancements in GPU performance and the neural engine were also highlighted, though the full impact of these improvements awaits real-world user experiences. In a move to make these innovations more accessible, Apple announced a $50 discount on the new M4 iPad Pro for my Best Buy Plus and Total members, while the Apple Pencil Pro introduces added functionality with more sensors and haptic feedback. Beyond hardware, Apple is diving deeper into artificial intelligence, revealing plans for M2 Ultra and M4 AI servers by late 2025. This expansion into AI underscores Apple's commitment to leading in technological advancements. However, an ad depicting a future where digital devices replace physical items like books and instruments has drawn criticism, challenging Apple's portrayal of a digital-centric world. In software news, Apple released iTunes 12.13.2 for Windows, offering support for the newest iPad models. Despite iTunes being phased out, Windows 11 users can enjoy modern Apple apps designed for the latest OS. Furthermore, Apple's push into music creation software continues with the release of Logic Pro 11 and Logic Pro for iPad 2, both featuring innovative AI-driven features to revolutionize music production. These announcements from Apple's Let Loose event paint a picture of a company at the forefront of technological innovation, yet not without its controversies. The reaction to Apple's ad and the anticipation for the real-world performance of the M4 chip are just as telling as the products themselves, highlighting the complex interplay between technology, accessibility, and societal values. In a significant turn of events for the cryptocurrency world, FTX, the exchange that made headlines with its dramatic collapse, is now proposing a plan to make things right with its creditors. This development could mark a pivotal moment for those affected by the bankruptcy last year. FTX has laid out a bankruptcy plan aimed at repaying its creditors with 98% of their claims in cash, which translates to a total payout between $14.5 and $16.3 billion. This ambitious proposal comes from the desk of CEO John Wray, who has taken the helm in these turbulent times, expressing a strong confidence in the plan's ability to return most customers to whole, with a target of 100% of the money they are owed. The backdrop to this proposal is the sentencing of FTX's founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, to 25 years in prison on charges of fraud and conspiracy. These legal developments underscore the gravity of the situation and the steps being taken towards resolution. The proposed Chapter 11 plan is comprehensive, including interest payments for creditors, a move that adds another layer of restitution for those impacted. The plan is set for review by the bankruptcy court on June 25th, a date that many FTX customers and observers have marked on their calendars. For FTX customers, the announcement of the repayment plan brings a glimmer of hope following the exchange's collapse. The prospect of recovering their funds, in full for most, is a significant relief and a positive step forward in rectifying the fallout from one of the cryptocurrency industry's most significant crises. In a significant stride for global internet connectivity, SpaceX has once again made headlines with its latest Starlink satellite launch from Kennedy Space Center. This launch not only marks the 35th of the year for the Space Coast, but also signifies a rapid pace of advancements in space-based internet technology. On Wednesday, SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket soared into the sky, carrying 23 Starlink satellites aimed at bolstering the company's ambitious project to provide high-speed internet across the globe. This particular launch is noteworthy as the Falcon 9's first stage booster, with a history of supporting human spaceflight and another Starlink mission, successfully completed its third flight. Earlier in the week, a launch attempt was scrubbed due to a valve issue, but has now been rescheduled for no earlier than May 17th, promising the deployment of an additional 20 Starlink satellites. Looking westward, SpaceX is not slowing down, with a scheduled launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. This mission is set to include 13 satellites equipped with direct-to-cell capability, utilizing the seasoned Falcon 9 first-stage booster, B1082, for its fourth flight. Scheduled for 7:48 p.m. Pacific time, this launch underscores the Western Range's enhanced capacity for supporting an increasing cadence of orbital missions. The overarching aim of SpaceX's Starlink initiative is to blanket the Earth with high-speed internet, particularly targeting regions where telecommunication infrastructure is scarce. The project recently expanded its horizon by securing a permit to operate as an internet service provider in Indonesia, with plans to conduct trials in the country's new capital, Nusantara. As SpaceX continues to push the envelope with its scheduled Mother's Day launch from Cape Canaveral, the company reminds enthusiasts and stakeholders alike to stay abreast of any changes in launch schedules, emphasizing the dynamic nature of space missions. In a leap forward for the scientific community, Isomorphic Labs, a spin-off of Google DeepMind, has unveiled AlphaFold 3. This groundbreaking AI software is setting new standards in the prediction of molecular structures, boasting a 50% increase in accuracy over its predecessors. The implications of this advancement are vast, touching everything from malaria vaccine development to the design of new enzymes. AlphaFold 3 has made a monumental stride by cataloging 200 million known proteins. This extensive database is now at the fingertips of millions of researchers worldwide, fueling breakthroughs in cancer treatment, enzyme design, and beyond. The software's prowess in accurately modeling proteins, DNA, RNA, and smaller molecules is a game-changer for the field of structural biology, paving the way for significant advancements in drug design and genomics research. What sets AlphaFold 3 apart is its accessibility. Offered for free for non-commercial research through Google's AlphaFold server, it embodies a collaborative spirit, working alongside pharmaceutical companies to tackle real-world drug design challenges. This initiative not only accelerates scientific discovery, but also seamlessly integrates with Google's broader AI endeavors, including tools like Gemini, ImageFX, and chatbots such as Claude and Adobe Firefly. The launch of AlphaFold 3 by Isomorphic Labs marks a pivotal moment in the realm of protein structure prediction. Its ability to predict the interactions of life's molecules with unprecedented accuracy opens new doors for researchers and signifies a major leap forward with broad implications across drug discovery and other industries. In a groundbreaking move, OpenAI, in partnership with Microsoft, unveils a tool designed to combat the rise of deepfakes by identifying AI-driven images with unparalleled accuracy. This development marks a significant step in ensuring digital authenticity and safety, amidst growing concerns over the ethical implications of AI in content creation. The newly released detection tool boasts an impressive 98.8% success rate in identifying AI-driven images, including deepfakes. Currently, this tool is undergoing rigorous testing by researchers to further refine its accuracy. This initiative reflects a proactive approach to the challenges posed by AI in the realm of digital media. Amidst this technological advancement, OpenAI is also exploring the possibility of enabling its AI models, including its API and ChatGPT, to generate NSFW content within carefully controlled, age-appropriate contexts. This consideration is informed by societal expectations and user preferences regarding the behavior of AI models, particularly in sensitive areas. However, this move has sparked a wave of concerns regarding the potential for misuse. Critics fear that enabling NSFW content generation could lead to the creation of non-consensual or deepfake pornographic material. These concerns are amplified by the announcement of OpenAI's upcoming video generator, Sora, which adds a new dimension to the ethical discussions surrounding AI-generated adult content. The backdrop of these developments includes reported incidents of non-consensual distribution of AI-generated nude images and deepfakes. Such incidents underscore the critical importance of tools like the one developed by OpenAI and Microsoft, not only for protecting digital integrity, but also for safeguarding against the misuse of AI in creating harmful content. This initiative is especially pertinent as society grapples with the prevalence and detectability of deepfakes, particularly in sensitive contexts like elections. This has been your Daily Brief in Tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.